Blog Talk Radio.
You've tuned into Big Exclusives.
Please don't forget to subscribe to this channel.
Now, welcome your host, Valerie Denise Jones.
All right. That was one of the shortest intros I think I have done in the history of Big Exclusives. But it's okay. We're going to get this thing done. We got a lot of work to do here today because today we're actually addressing the music industry. We're going to talk a little and a lot about that because you've got someone who's got a very, very diverse resume. I can't wait to talk to this person because as it relates to this person's skill set, I mean, gosh, they have a lot of history in the modeling, acting, and music industry, and that's always good because when you're well-rounded like that, that means that you always have a backup plan, and that's very, very important that you don't put all of your eggs in one basket. We definitely don't want to do that. That's one thing that we definitely teach a lot of our young listeners. We know we have a lot of people who are very, very new to the entertainment industry, so we always make sure that we tell them to, have side gigs and not focus so much on one aspect of the entertainment industry. Again, thank you so much for tuning in to Big Exclusives. I'm Valerie Denise Jones, 929-477-1167. 929-477-1167 is the number to call. I just wanted to bring you guys up to date because I noticed that in my news feed, I've been getting a lot of Nicki Minaj news in addition to Tekashi 6ix9ine. Tekashi 6ix9ine, I know, recently had a court case, and I don't know if it's looking good for him or not. While I talk, I definitely want to go on and give you guys an update, like I said, regarding Nicki Minaj. Let me see. Because her fans, were freaking out thinking that it's possible that she might be engaged because she was seen cozying up to a new man, and it looked like they were in love. And this guy in this picture, the part that was a little scary to me is that in the picture, he's like throwing up gang signs. And I think that we have enough of that right now, being that, like I said, Tekashi 6ix9ine is going through what he's going through. So I'm just going to read a few excerpts just for the sake of time regarding Nicki Minaj, whether or not she's engaged. But here's what HollywoodLife.com reports. They say that, the question is posed, is Nicki Minaj engaged? We're not asking her barbs insisting that she is. She posted a photo wearing a massive diamond ring on her finger, and she was next to a mystery man. Fans have questions, and of course, inquiring minds want to know. And here's how the article proceeds. It says, yo, hold up. That's literally what she tweeted. Nicki Minaj, 35 years old, rapped on her Good Form track. And that's what the fans are screaming after seeing a photo of the rapper wearing a huge diamond ring on her ring finger. And then HollywoodLife.com proceeds to break it down. They say, hey, let's break it down. On November the 6th, Nicki Minaj posted two photos with a mystery man who she seemingly partied with the night before on Snap. She's sporting the diamond ring while posing with the unidentified man, and there's speculation that she's engaged. All right, why is Nicki Minaj wearing a wedding ring? One fan asked in comments, so are you engaged now? Another inquired, an observant fan even stated the obvious. Is that a ring I see? Interesting. Then there are those fans who didn't even question it. Instead, they sent her congratulations, hashtag Barbie Dream. It's so crazy how these people cannot live. They absolutely, positively cannot live. They'd be all up in folks' business, you know. So we're going to take a little pause for the cause. Again, I'd like to thank everybody who has already joined us there on the board. Thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule. I know this is a double whammy unplanned. I apologize. I double booked today, so we definitely had to make sure that we accommodated today's guest. I appreciate that person so much for tuning in and spending time with us tonight, because this is what we do, man. We go hard. We go hard in the paint, because we have to love on our people of color and our people in the entertainment industry. 929-477-1167, 929-477-1167 is the number that should already be locked in your phone. Also, please make note, because we do share our episodes on other platforms, especially our terrestrial platforms, we want to make sure that our audio quality is up to par, because they will not, our quality is poor. Also, the college stations that also, you know, entertain us that way, and, you know, they play excerpts of our episodes on their stations, they will not do so if the audio quality is low. So please, 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 if we open up your mic, please make sure that you are in a very, very quiet area, or at least try to minimize the background noise, because we do understand that sometimes, you know, certain things can't be controlled. So there you are, guys. Right now, what I'd love to do is I want to play a song from today's guest. Problem is the name of the song. When we come back, we will talk about this song, because I absolutely love the title. So I'm intrigued. I want to hear it, but I wanted to hear it first with you. So when we come back, we'll talk.
Thank you. Are you a dope go-getter like a stylist, model, beauty expert, or independent artist doing your thing? If so, Fashion Life and Tea is looking for you. All you have to do is email us at info@fashionlifeandtea.com for a chance to be on our podcast. To learn more about who we are and what we do, you can check out our blog at fashionlifeandtea.com.
Everyone's nervous on a first date, but with my situation, it's even scarier. I want to be open and honest, but some things are almost impossible to talk about. Then I discovered starttodate.com.
With starttodate.com, I found a partner that I can tell anything to and not be afraid or feel like I'm hiding things. I never dreamed I could be this happy.
Stop worrying and start dating with starttodate.com, where relationships begin with honesty and trust. Download the app at starttodate.com.
All right, guys, we're back. Big exclusives. I'm Valerie Denise Jones. It's somewhere in the neighborhood about 7:10, 7:11 on the East Coast. Having a great time here in North Carolina. It's a little chilly outside. I walked out there with no shoes on. How foolish can I be? Don't laugh at me, guys. Just keep me in your prayer. Sometimes my elevator does not go all the way to the top. So, hey, I like to just laugh at myself sometimes, you know, it's better than somebody else doing it. 929-477-1167. Again, 929-477-1167 is the number that should be locked in your phone. We're going to have a great time. We're going to spend our next few minutes talking about this industry and how transparent you must be if you plan on being a success or continuing having continued success in this entertainment industry. We, when we opened up the show, we were talking about Nicki Minaj, and all she did was simply post a picture. She posted a picture of her wearing a massive size ring, and then the Barbs and everybody else went crazy, speculating that this person is getting married, that she's engaged. And it's really, really sad that a lot of these people just post these pictures just to manipulate you. It's really, really sad. And the craziest thing is it relates to this photo. This person who she posed with, this person who was in the picture, who we are thinking it's a wonderful thing because this person is in the photo, he's actually showing a gang sign, And that's not the greatest thing right now, being that we got Mr. Tekashi 6ix9ine facing some really, really serious charges right now. Man, I was hoping that I had the article pulled up. It's just that I can't spell this person's name. It's 6ix with a 9, and that's why I couldn't Google it. But, yeah, so there's his name. Anyway, let me see if I could ask some people to see if they know what's going on with this court case, and I'll fill you guys in as, you know, we go on. But right now, let me double back because I'm talking too fast. Again, gang signs in the pictures. It would behoove us to pay attention when these rappers and so forth are posting and stop getting caught up in the, you know, the ish and really pay attention, because this is the problem, you know, with today's youth. We just get caught up in stuff that really, really does not matter. It's not relevant. Right now, I'm just going to open up probably 3 or 4 lines for the sake of audio quality. When I open up too many lines, then I have a lot of feedback and people doing different things in the background. So, like I said, if we our quality is jacked up, then they won't share our episode. So let's talk. Let's have a conversation right now, because I'd like to get some updates that relate to the entertainment industry. There are a few people who just dipped in, so probably won't know what I'm talking about, but that's okay. I know that you're very, very intelligent. I'm going to open up your mic anyway. Gloria, I'm putting you on the spot like I always do. I love you to life. You can beat me up on the other side of this conversation. That's fine. But, guys, welcome to the show, definitely. I appreciate you so much for coming back, because we did just have a very long – oh, it didn't feel like a long time for me. I don't know if it felt like that for you. But we did have a two-hour show where we talked about a court – not even a court case – an incident that happened Thanksgiving week. And a black youth, his life was lost. He's just 21 years old and wrongfully accused and assassinated. by the police. So we're just going to leave that there. You'll have to go to our archive in order to find out more details. But thank you again to Idris, who is on the line, who shared his story regarding his background, which involves sexual abuse. So again, I'd like to thank you so much for sharing that. Guys, come on in. Welcome, welcome, welcome to everybody. Let me just give you guys all at the same time. And while we wait for today's guest, let's just talk just a little bit because we had a chance when I introduced it, Gloria, just so you know, I see you on the board. I introduced Nicki Minaj. That she has a ring on her finger, and today's guest, a person who's in the entertainment industry. I just wanted to know, when you guys signed up, Luca, Philo, Gloria, Tia, when you guys signed up for this business, were you guys expecting to be, like, just going all in, being hella transparent, like, you guys can ask me anything, you can have an opinion regarding anything in my life? Is this truly, truly what you want and what you thought was going to happen, what you signed up for? I'll start with you, Luca, because you were the first one to call.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a firm believer that, you know, people are going to find out about you anyway, so you might as well just be honest up front. I definitely kind of knew what I was signing up for when I got into it. Had people told me some of the things that I was going to have to go through by being in it, you know, and all the stuff that I have been through, like, that might have like deterred me a little bit, but I still would have followed it, you know. I still would have went for what I wanted to do, but I definitely would have been a little bit more cautious, especially at the beginning. But I definitely, when I got into it, I was all in.
Yeah, well, Luca, tell us a little bit about you, your career. Who are you?
All right, well, yeah, Luca Brasi. I call myself the All-American Boy. You know, I represent what I consider to be the American dream, which is, you know, a lot of passion, a lot of hard work, a lot of fun, a lot of success, you know, and just living life to the fullest, doing what you want to do. And, you know, just being who you are, and it doesn't matter, you know, who you are or what you do, as long as you're not doing anything to hurt other people and you're staying true to yourself and what you love, then I'm definitely down to ride with you. I don't care who you are. You know, and that's pretty much who Luca Brasi is. So I started in music. I started in pro wrestling at 13, and then I started writing music when I was about 18. And then, things just took off from there. Met my producer, Jay Green, when I was 19. Been working with him ever since. And been signed to a couple labels, done a couple tours, and got into acting, modeling. So do a little bit of everything.
Yeah, definitely appreciate all you contribute, you know, to the industry, definitely. So, and I wanted to, let me open up a few more mics here. I've got, Tia, come on in. You're a blogger, and you blog. You're on the other side, actually. Did you experience those same things? I'm not sure if that would apply to you. I'm not necessarily sure. Do you have to be transparent?
Most definitely. I experienced it during my time in doing radio. I definitely experienced it, the transparency aspect of it. The entertainment industry is definitely different than what I expected once I got into it, just dealing with the talent and a lot that goes along with it, the requirements of the industry. Sometimes it can be really cutthroat.
Definitely. And Gloria, you are over there with the I keep saying Wu-Tang Clan, because you work with so many people who are part of the Wu-Tang Clan, but you're 144,000, you're Judah Priest, you're everybody. You got a huge, God, you wear a huge, huge, huge hat. So you definitely have to put your big girl panties on. But when you are out there, is that something that you as management, do you warn them that, I don't know, what's the process? When they sign up, like, what do you guys talk about initially?
Well, the first thing I ever tell anyone that decides that they want to go ahead and sign an agreement with me is, my job is to help you get there. It's your job to get there. So I try to explain that they have to want it more than I do. You know, we talk about the fact that I am their fan, whatever song I'm absolutely nuts about or whatever. You know, I just, you know, you have to be transparent. You know, your whole life is out there. Your whole life is out there. You don't have too much alone time or anything of that nature because you're always moving or you're always doing something and for the mm-hmm. artist or with the artist, you know. So it's a lot that I never expected, but then I found out differently.
Yeah, I can imagine, definitely. Mm-hmm. I hate it when people get possessive and they start telling you how you should think or feel, or I don't like that dress, or why did you say that? It's really mm-hmm. crazy how possessive people are. And, it's just insane. Even saying stuff mm-hmm. like that, that freaks me out a lot when women tell me mm-hmm. what to do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just crazy. So I think I see today's guest in the room, but I have Idris. I had you in queue. So do you have something you want to say really quick? Because I don't know how involved you are in this industry, but I do know that your thing is activism. So I'm not sure if you can relate to what we're talking about right now. And I'm using that term loosely, of course. Idris, are you there? 828-318?
I'm sorry. I had a Judge Joe Brown moment trying to get the mute button off. Valerie knows what I'm talking about last week. Oh, I had a good shot at Judge Joe Brown, man. I just had. But anyway, as for me, I've been DJing for, 40 years now. I started back in like 76 when I was 12 years old. I've opened for a few guys, Nas, Ice Cube, and everything, but I never really pushed it any further than that. With the music thing, my thing with the music is more like the content, and actually I didn't catch the first part of the show, but the bigger, I give an honest opinion on,
We were just, I'll do, just hold that thought 1 second. Please hold that thought. Let me go on because I see that the clock is ticking and I don't want to lose an opportunity for you guys to engage today's guest. So, again, put a pin in that thought. And right now I'm going to play a little clip because we've got Prince in the building and I want to see if he remembers this little soundbite here.
Right. How y'all feel?
Yeah, it's such a fulfilling feeling. You know, like, we're the OGs forever. We're the first season, regardless of who makes it, who doesn't make it. Next season, like, we started it. So it's really exciting to see the numbers. It's really exciting to see people talking about us, recognizing us everywhere, you know. And I'm just so thankful for VH1, Mona, Madi, the whole Love & Hip Hop team for bringing me on.
Stephanie,
of course, mm-hmm. you know, Jahoon, everybody for just making me a part of it, you know. I'm blessed. I'm happy.
And how you feel?
To be honest with you, I was not skeptical at all. I knew this was going to happen. I knew we were going to be number one. But,
All right. Number one he is. Definitely, definitely. I'd like to, at this time, welcome the one and only Prince. And it's not the purple. Of course, he's not with us anymore. So that was probably a really off-color joke. I apologize for that. But welcome, Prince, to the show. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. Yeah, I'm happy that you made it. I know that you're really, really busy, so I appreciate you for stopping by and sharing with us. I'm going to say that in advance. We were talking about something earlier, where we were talking, before we get into your story and into your opened up Nicki Minaj, the fact warmed in. And everybody decided, you know, it's their right to lend an opinion in life, and she should be getting. And are you willing to be?
Give me
all eyes are on you.
Let me so the signal's coming out. Second.
I'm sorry.
Very bad signal.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Yes, I can hear you now. Yes.
Okay. So go ahead. Say it again. I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
Okay. So I was just, we spoke earlier. That's what Idris was about to, is attempting to answer. But we talked earlier about the fact that when you have a fan base, and it just whoever's on your social media, they take it upon themselves to just lend their opinions regarding your life. So I just wondered, how transparent are you willing to be? I know that you are on a reality show. You're modeling, you're acting, you're doing all these things. So the world feels like they own you. So how far are you willing to travel down the rabbit hole to maintain your celebrity?
Well, I'm not willing to sell my soul, if that's what you mean, you know. I am me unapologetically, like on camera, off camera. And I've always been a very transparent person. I feel like because of my tumultuous background and the things that I've been through and I've had to deal with, I've had no choice but to be an open book. When you have to squat and cough in front of another grown ass man, you feel me? Like it teaches you humility. So I just learned to be very transparent, very open. And also when you're open, you beat people to the punch. There's nothing people can say about you, you know? Like, the blogs and the things that people say about me, they all try to say one thing and attack me in the one way because that's the only thing that gets me upset. But there's nothing anyone can say about me. They can't tell me that I'm ugly. They can't tell me that I'm not articulate. They can't tell me that I'm not educated. They can't tell me that I can't dress well. They can't say anything negative about me, you know? When you're flawed, people can't really say anything to you. You got to take responsibility. And especially
right.
In a reality TV, you have no choice but to be transparent because people can Google your whole life, so it makes no sense to lie.
Okay. Do you mind, and again, if this is too personal, then just disregard, but what did you mean by squat and cough in front of a man?
Oh, when you go to jail, you got to squat and cough.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Okay, all right.
Yeah.
We have a lot. We here, definitely, we are known. So, you know, transparency is huge for us. People know my story. I've been to hell and back, you know, and have conquered, and I got a lot of L's, you know, as well. But it's just, if you don't mind allowing us to love on you, can we start from the beginning and you give us a little bit of your story?
In particular, what would you like to know?
I mean, tell me what you want to share, because that was pretty profound. We have a lot of like listeners who are in the entertainment industry. Of course, I want to talk to you about that.
Mm-hmm.
But we have people who, we just did a show on sexual abuse. We just did a show where men were sexually they were molested and raped, and we were also talking about. You know, how black men are targeted. So that was a show we did earlier today. But this platform itself is known for just addressing issues. So
you said you had
a tumultuous upbringing?
Yeah, like a little a background. I mean, I've never been molested, you know, thank God. But, I mean, I've been through my fair, you know, of issues. You know, like when I was 16, I left home. I went to a juvenile prison. I was there for like 22 months. You know, after that, I came back to Miami, graduated high school, things were going good. And I feel like because I got everything, you know, so easy, I feel like given to me, I feel like God, you know, had to teach me, you know, humility and teach me how to get it all back. And I was stripped of everything. You know, I lost my car, I lost my job, I lost my girlfriend all in one weekend, you know, and then I just started doing, you know, stupid little things to survive, like getting arrested for, you know, like petty theft. Carrying a concealed weapon, you know, things like that. Like, I got arrested one time at Publix because, you know, I was stealing peanut butter and jelly because I was hungry. You know, which was background. Like, I've been through my fair share of things. You know, people look at me and they think I'm just this pretentious. But in actuality, I've been through a lot of shit. You know, excuse my language.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. I don't know if that's me or you. I'm readjusting my mic, but you're breaking up just a little bit. And I want to make sure
you
can hear your story.
Yeah, it's me. My house is made of concrete, so the signal isn't the greatest.
Okay, well, we'll work our way through this. That's okay. Again, I appreciate you so much for sharing your story. But just so you guys know, Prince is an artist. He's a Love and Hip Hop cast member, TV host, actor, model, party host, and fashion designer. I definitely want to learn more about that. As it relates to his music career, we played your song earlier. The song is titled Problem. We played it earlier, but you're currently signed with a Hybrid Music Group under the direction of Kent Jones. Of course, I love your love his last name because that's my last name. And you're preparing to release a new EP under the alter ego Poppy Shampoo. So explain
Poppy
that.
Shampoo.
What's
Poppy
that?
Shampoo. What's Poppy Shampoo?
Yeah, that's super cute.
If you look it up, Poppy Shampoo is just a good-looking guy, you know, with good hair that's around a lot of women. You know, it's a Dominican good-looking guy. But I feel like how I originally got the name was in an episode of Love & Hip Hop in New York, Mariah Lynn used it as, like, a diss towards James R. But when I heard it, I was just like, yo, Poppy Shampoo, that's smooth. Like, that's lit, you know? So I looked it up. I saw the definition. I'm just like, well, damn, that's me. I'm around a lot of girls all the time. You know, I think I'm good-looking, and I got good hair. So why not, you know, take on the moniker? And I feel like, you know, Poppy Shampoo is just a Rico Suave, you know, like intellect, and that's what I feel like I am, and I embody it. And I'm, you know, I feel like anybody can be a Poppy Shampoo. You know, anybody can feel good about themselves. And I've caught a lot of heat about the name, but I feel like if someone can call themselves Tekashi 6ix9ine or 50 Cent, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Or Extension, rest in peace. I feel like I can call myself Poppy Shampoo. I don't feel like that's an issue, and people just gonna have to respect it. And how are they going to respect it? You just make good music. So.
Right.
Make good
music. Yeah. Well, I definitely wanted to bring something to people's attention because when I watched a couple of your videos, the Love & Hip Hop video section is, Prince is pretty. He's pretty. He's hot. Is he single? He's pretty. He's hot. And I was like, wow. Do you get that a lot? I mean, does that help your career, being that you're considered pretty, or – How do people approach you? Do they take you seriously, in or not in?
for some reason, when I run up on a lot of people, they actually think that I'm like arrogant or cocky, which I'm far from. I'm like the coolest, most down to earth person. Like when people meet me, they say I'm just like how I am on TV. It's just because you only see a small sliver of me, you don't really get an idea of who I am. But pretty. I mean, I get why people say that, because I'm very meticulous about how I look, you know. But, I mean, it is what it is. It's just a compliment. I take it and keep it pushing.
Yeah, definitely. Of course. And you probably, because you...
East Miami area, is that what I understand, I think? Is that where you are?
Yes, ma'am. Born and raised Miami-Dade.
Yeah, so we definitely have that in common, because I... one reason Coconut Grove. So,
word? I'm from down south.
Yeah.
Eureka, Cutler Ridge area. I play for Goose Park.
Yes, yes, yes. I haven't been home in a minute. I was down there last time I was there. I was working. I did a lot of music videos down there. So, yeah, South Beach is such a beautiful place. But I am a Florida girl, so I'll forever live in Florida, just probably northern Florida. But now I'm in Carolina. Doing a little bit here, but I want to spend the time talking about me. I want to talk about you a little bit more before we open up the lines and allow people to love on you as well. So let's delve into, since we're talking about Miami, I know they're big, really to parties. The party scene is what Miami, especially South Beach, is synonymous. Can you share with us a little bit about what you do as a party host? What exactly does it mean?
Well, I used to be, you know, a host.
Okay.
But I've actually, a lot of, I mean, I guess I got to get back to my life. And though, you know, does a good job of capturing, you know, my journey, my growth, my process, and this my musical endeavors. But I feel like as a host of the party promoter, your job is to provide an experience that people will never forget. You know what I'm saying? Anybody can go somewhere and have a beer or have some shots and, you know what I'm saying, and do whatever. But your job is to create a sexy, class atmosphere and provide an experience that people never people spend the money that they spend. They're spending the money on experience, the one on experience that they won't forget, you know? And that's what I used to pride myself on doing.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And while you were at work, I see that you, you know, you've done acting and modeling. Did anybody, like, approach you with this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity? I know what you're doing now, of course, so I understand where the path led. But did you get approached while you were working?
Heard while I was working. Well, I mean, people spend thousands of dollars to come to Miami and get a table in the club, and I got a free one every single night with alcohol or stuff like that. So, I mean, that, you know, the women and stuff like that. But, you know, all that stuff gets kind of like, you know, redundant. You grow up, you want different things, and I feel like I just started to just, you know, just grow up. I feel like people want to keep you in a box, you know. Like, I was doing promoting for a long time. I did it for 5-6 years. But I feel like people want me to just stay as a promoter, and it's just like, what's wrong with growing and trying something different? You can't fault me for wanting to be something greater. I mean, some of the most, like, influential people of our culture right now came from being a promoter. Jerry Lorenzo was a promoter. Diddy was a promoter at one point years ago. You know what I'm saying? Like, and there's so many other people I could name. It's like people are so promoted with such a, like, negative connotation. It's like, that's the one job that you can do, that you can meet everyone from all walks of life, build opportunities, mm-hmm. and go. I got on Love and Hip Hop from being a promoter, and now I'm doing music, and I got signed to a record label. Like, and my record deal is good. I went through it. I know my contract. I know what I'm getting. I know how much I'm getting. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm blessed right now. Like, how many people can do that? I'm on a promo tour. I'm in Miami for a couple of days filming some things, and I go back on a promo tour, and I've been hitting, you know, like, North Carolina, South Carolina, the DMV area. We're about to go back on the road on Friday, you know, so I'm blessed. I'm happy. The show comes out the second, you know, working.
Definitely. Congratulations, definitely. Yeah, I want to know when you hit the Carolinas before that. Yeah, we can definitely show you some love over here. So I am reading, I'm going through your ETK, and it says that you want to be a major force in the world of acting, including movies, TV, and theater. So what would you consider your ideal role out after you finish your promo and, of course, reality TV? Is there something that you want to do?
Honestly, I want to use music as the conduit to acting. I want to be the next Will Smith, you know? Aim for the stars, land among the moon.
Okay.
Like, that guy is inspiration, and, you know, I just feel like that's who and where I want to be at some point in my life.
Yeah,
no matter
definitely.
How long.
And piggybacking on the fact that we know that you're pretty, it says here that you were selected for America's Next Top Model. And
yeah, 2 years in a row.
Yeah, I see that. Definitely. Did you get a chance to work closely with Tyra Banks?
No, see, what happened was the first year that I made it, the background check came back and said that I had an open warrant for my arrest, which was ludicrous. So I got a lawyer. I went through. I handled everything, called them up, spoke to the producers, letting them know what was going on. And basically, long story short, I couldn't go because there wasn't enough time to verify that that was true. And we had to start filming the next day. And for a long time, I thought that was, you know, BS until I made it to Love & Hip Hop. And you know, they did the background check, and I had a scene where I had to, you know, ride my motorcycle, and they told me I couldn't do it because background check came back and said my license was suspended, but it wasn't. So they redid the background check, came back 2 weeks later, and showed that, you know, it wasn't suspended. So then, you know, I realized, yeah, like, okay, it was the truth. Then the year afterwards, I made it again, but then I had to make a decision, Loving Hip Hop or America's Next Top Model, and the decision for me was pretty easy, you know. America's Next Top Model is one and done. If you don't shine, that's it. But Love and Hip Hop allows people to grow with me, which I feel is what happens this season. Tyson, get back over here. Sorry, it's my dog.
Right. Yeah, it was cool. It was pretty cool. It would be a cool little soundbite. But, yeah, so I you need to add author to your list of things because you got a very, very interesting story. And I'm sure it would make a very, you know, a profitable book.
At some point, that is definitely one of the goals because the things that I have been through, my goodness, if only people knew.
Yeah, right?
Have to I had to pull a bundle of Britney and change some names when I dropped my book.
Yes, I can see that. I definitely can see that. So yeah, I want to ask you one last question before, again, I turn it over to people so that they can ask you a few questions before we wrap today's show. But so it says that you're a leading man in like numerous music videos. So how does it feel now that you're on the other side? And I don't know if you've made your own video, but what was that transition like, going from leading man to now the person whose music video it is, or that's in the very near future?
Well, it was a very easy transition because, you know, I'm just naturally, you know, ostentatious and gregarious, you know, so. But it just kind of, you know, being on the other side, I see how it is now, how hectic it can be, especially once you're not, like, lit yet. You know, because all the music videos that I've done, Tyson said, all the music videos that I've done were, you know, with big, you know, artists, Fabulous, Trey Songz, The Game, you know, they're all pretty big artists. So it's easier. But when you're, you know, someone like me that's new and starting on, and that's not necessarily, like, you know, super popping like that yet, you know, it's more difficult because, you know, if there isn't a budget, if there is a budget, you know, it's just a lot of things that go into it, the day of, wardrobe, like all of that stuff, you know, getting a location. And it's easier now because I have a team, but, you know, I like to micromanage, so.
Right. And trying to give people a really good snapshot of who you are, again, as it relates to his career. Love and Hip Hop Miami is a show that documents the lives and relationships of hip hop and R&B musicians, performance managers, and record producers who reside in Miami. That's the episode. The show's hit weekly ratings ranging from 4 to 5. Gosh, my thing just went out. 4 to 5 million viewers, and is ranked as the number one non-sports cable program in its time period in key adult demos. The other thing I wanted to ask before I again, open up these lines, is how do you feel about, you know, how you being portrayed overall? Are you very comfortable with the roles and the seasons, how are things going?
This is the thing. Because I have such a big personality, people don't really get a sense of who I was last season. Like, it came up, to me, I came off a bit corny. And it's not that I feel like the things that I said were corny because it's who I am and how I move, but because people don't know who I am, it's very offsetting and off-putting. Like, I've been to these cities of the people that watch the show, the demographic of people that, you know, mainly watch the show. You know, like, who they really are. I've touched them. I've been around them. And it's like, if someone like me walked into some of the places that I've been to so far, you know, on the promo tour, like how I dress and how I act and how I move, man, I would be like, yo, what the fuck, what's wrong with this nigga? You know what I'm saying? But,
right.
I get it. So when people meet me, they're like, oh, no, you're just, you know, so, I understand. I also feel like there wasn't much depth given to my story, you know, last season. It was party promoter, girls, 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 cheating, you know what I'm saying? But I feel like this season, it's a lot more. You see, you know, more of who I am, my character, my integrity, who I am as a person, you know, things that really matter. You know, what makes us human. I feel like you see those parts of me. And, you know, people are going to laugh with me. People are going to laugh at me. People are going to make fun of me this season. People are going to cry with me. You know what I'm saying? People are going to cry for me. It's a lot that goes on. People are going to be happy for me. People are going to hate on me. It's an emotional roller coaster this season, and that's just my storyline.
Yeah, definitely. And I applaud you because people don't understand how much work goes into those little, you know, bits of your life. They don't understand how much production time, all that other stuff. They just think that you just jump up on the stage, you know, somebody comes out, helps you look pretty, and then, you know, voila. You know, that's it. They don't understand all the hard work that goes behind that. Again, like I said, let me go on at this time and allow a few people to ask you a couple questions, and we definitely want to replay your song. So I'll have you introduce that, and we will talk a little bit about your production, or we'll talk about Hybrid Music Group and your relationship status. So at this time, I have Tia Whitaker for this intro. I appreciate you so much. Tia, if you don't mind coming in and sharing. Are you there, Tia? 240-754.
Hey, yeah, I'm here.
Hey, there you go. Yeah, I didn't hear you at first. But yeah, thank you so much for this introduction. I appreciate you for introducing us to Craig. But yeah, do you have anything that you want to lend to today's interview? As a blogger, I know that you probably have a different preview than I do, being a, you know, a former person on the inside and then now this.
Yeah, well, first let me give a quick shout-out. I want to shout-out Darnell Jackson, who's also a part of Making Today Happen. He is the one who connected me and hooked this up, so I want to give a shout-out to him. Yes, from a blogger aspect, but I actually watched the show. I'm a fan of Love & Hip Hop, all of the franchises, so I do watch. But I think Prince kind of touched on it. I just wanted to ask if we will definitely see more of your artist side, more about your music, because I do agree we didn't really get a chance to be introduced to the multifacets that you have. And so I'm just hoping that we, the viewers, will get a chance to really see more of your talents and definitely your music, because I love the song.
Thank you. Sorry. You definitely will. I mean, you know, you just got to kind of like stay tuned, but they definitely encompass, you know, the growth and as much as they could capture in the pat in the 8 months that we had, which I will say that it's rather rapid. I have a song I was Ken Jones, so from where I start to where I am now, I've moved a lot. But you see from when I first started contemplating, you know, getting into it, you see when I started kind of writing, you see me, you know, trying to get in the studio make fun of, you know, you see me get put on the spot and try to make a freestyle. You see me, you know, actually put something together, put a little song together. Then you see me perform, you know, a song. So like you really see me grow, and you know, it captures everything that happened up until now. Everyone will get to go with me and team. Like I said, I will get made fun of, you know, not everything that I made thus far has been phenomenal, you know, but you know, part of the process and part of artist development, and you know, I'm here for all of it—the hate, the love, the adoration, the admiration, you know, whatever it is.
Okay, cool. I think that actually makes it interesting because you kind of see that same dynamic on each season. You know, the good, the bad, and the ugly. But some of the bad is what makes for really good TV, and it keeps people interested. And even those who hate you still tune in. So whether you're a hater or a fan, it really doesn't make a difference as long as you're a viewer. So, because the numbers matter. So hate me, love me, view. But, yeah, I look forward to it, and congratulations on everything that you have coming up.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, and Prince, I hope that you keep this humble spirit because I'm in love with it. I hope that, you know, that this whole celebrity fame, again, as you go further down the rabbit hole, that you don't lose your spirit, because that's, I mean, I hope it becomes your signature, you know what I mean? Like, it's really a pleasure, you know, talking to you and you being so authentic.
Thank you. I genuinely appreciate that, and that's really what I try to exude. I think the only thing that may happen to me is, you know, like, I am emotional and I can be sensitive, and you know, sometimes it's hard, you know, to see the things that people have to say about you, especially when you know it's not true. I think that may be the only thing that affects me, but as far as who I am as a person and my character, that'll never change. You know, like I went from being, you know, in a jail all the time, you know, stealing from Target, to becoming the quote unquote Fresh Prince of South Beach, never changed, to going from that to make it to America's Next Top Model 2 years in a row, never changed, to make it onto Love and Hip Hop Miami, I still haven't changed. To this day, I'm a signed artist, and I go city to city. I'm still the same person. I'm at the table making sure everyone's having a good time, make sure they have drinks in their hand. You know, like, I know I'll never change because me as a person, I just want everyone around me to have a good time and feel good. And that was the point of me even jumping into music, you know? I just want to be able to touch more people, make them laugh, make them feel good, and, you know, put a smile on their face. That's really all I want to do, just make people happy.
Yeah. Well, just don't emotionalize it the way that Cardi B does, you know, where it's like she is so into what people think, you know, and she's such a beautiful spirit as well, but, you know, she cares a little too hard, and people, you know, they do things intentionally, and it's really sad that they manipulate her situations and background the way that they do. But, yeah, man, so I'm definitely going to keep in touch and see, you know, just watch your growth and record on that. So please consider making this, you know, another one of your homes. You're definitely welcome to call in with any promotions or whatever, so that we can assist you while you're on this journey. But I definitely want to see you go to the top. Fresh Prince of South Beach, I love that. That's actually wonderful. Idris and Gloria, I want to give you guys an opportunity. We got quite a few people on the line. We've got about 10, 15 more minutes of the show. But do you guys have any questions that you would like to ask today's guest? Ladies first, Gloria.
Oh, wow. You can go first.
Oh, okay. I do have a question. How do you because you are an actor, a model, and an artist, how do you find time for just you?
Well, I find a lot of time, honestly, because I carry those monikers or titles doesn't necessarily mean I'm busy.
Mm-hmm.
Actor, I'm not in any production. Yeah.
I'm sorry, you're breaking.
I think you're breaking up just a little bit.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Now
we can hear you. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So some of those titles I've never really considered myself a model because I'm not publicized. I haven't been published. I take good pictures. Mm-hmm. I like taking pictures, but I don't consider myself. So I'll say that the only thing in life right now is the artistry and, filming for Love and Hip Hop. Finding time for myself right now is not as busy as I want to be, So I try to find more things to do, but I feel like I'm only moving like at 50%. If I was on 100, I'd be so much further. But that's just who I am as a person. I work on it. I strive to fix that every day,
Okay. All right.
Wow, definitely. Idris, what were you saying?
Well, Gloria stole my thunder, but it's cool. I had to think of another question while she was asking. I was like, man, she asked a question I was going to ask. what are your normal days and when you're filming?
All right.
What are your hours, should I say?
Man, it depends on what type of scene it is, It could go either way. It could be a quick one or you could be there filming for hours. But I would say typically at least 6 hours of your day.
Okay.
6 to 8. Because they pick you up, but you have to wait for a while. Like they pick you up and say there's girls in the scene, the girls are getting their makeup touched up, making sure they're all spruced up for whatever's about to go down. Da, 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 da. Girls are always late. Hey, I love y'all, but y'all are always late. So that's just how it is.
So it's hurry up and wait pretty much, right?
Hurry up and wait. That's exactly what we call it.
that's a military term, man, but that's what it is, hurry up and wait, man.
Yeah, they use it in production too, trust me.
Oh, man. That's cool, man.
Definitely. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I was just laughing. That's all.
Gotcha. 404-985-404-985, you are live.
What's good? What's good? It's your girl, Fire Nation.
Hey, Fire Nation, how are you?
Good. Hey, Prince.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, so one artist to another?
Yes.
All right, now.
I definitely want a solution. Oh, yeah, I just want to hit it for. I'm coming to get all of you behind. I just want to salute you because I watch the show and I'm also an artist and you deal with so much. So I definitely want to give you your props because there's been scenes that I've seen you play it like for a minute and I'd be like, woo, I don't know if I want to, woo. And you deal with certain things with such finesse. So I definitely want to give you your props, first, dude, because a lot of people don't realize the pressures. And y'all be having cameras on y'all, like, a lot. So I definitely want to give you a lot of, kudos for that.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Well,
and you
I'm
are
not
going to
let you get away. Not going to let you get away with that. You are an artist. I want to hear you ask something profound, something that's like, Man, wow, I would have never thought of that.
Well,
yeah, I can't let you off the hook like that.
You're killing me.
What does one artist want to ask another artist?
My biggest question is,
I'm putting on the spot for real.
I work best on the spot, girl. My question is, as an artist, because I'm an independent artist, coming up, you know, doing a lot of music, doing a lot of different things, and putting myself in different spotlights to be around different people, how is it being signed versus being an unsigned artist? Would you recommend it? Do you feel that there's more perks in being just the artist that is doing your own thing, or do you feel like it has more structure being signed?
Honestly, the situation depends on how much you know about what you're getting yourself into. It depends on how much you know about the contract. It depends on who you're dealing with, the people. You know, there's a bunch of different variables. You know, they say, you know, being independent is better, and it could be. It might work for some people, but for with me, with what I'm trying to do and you know, trying to help streamline my career, I thought it was the best thing for me to sign with the music group. And, you know, it brings a sense, you know, a team. And me, I'm very, like, family-oriented. When I meet people and they come into my life, I kind of assign them roles, you know, maybe like, okay, this person's like my brother, this person's like an uncle, this person's like an aunt or something. So me signing with the label provided me with a team, you know, provided me with people like right now, I'm on a promo tour. I have my road manager, the tour manager, the PR that's on the road with me. We're all like a, you know, a big family. We're with each other every day in each other's space on these long 8, 10, 12-hour rides, you know. And, you know, I like the feeling. Now, do I have to give up certain things? Do I have to share some of the money? Do I have to? Yeah, but I have no problem with that, especially if I'm with a team that's going to help me get to the millions. All right, come on, let's all eat. Let's all eat. If I'm going to do this, or am I going to start company, make money here? Am I going to start acting, making the millions here? Come on, let's all eat. Let's all help build each other to the top. I've never been a selfish person, so I don't mind, you know, and the cheese.
I love that. And, okay, I got one more question.
Yeah, I'm glad that you did this, because I thought I was going to have to play this sound bite, but God, you get on your head. Look at that.
Oh, shoot, here we go.
Yeah, I ain't have to. I was ready. I had my finger on the trigger, but you good. Look at that,
too.
Gloria.
I was getting it, girl.
Yeah. Gloria's doing a good job over there. Yes. She is known as the empress of lyricism for a reason. Okay, all right. I didn't have to press the button. I'm sorry.
So my next question, and a lot of people, because everyone always wants to tell, you know, you have those people, I always say the people with the least credentials always want to be the ones that talk with the most, less credit coming out of their mouth. But my next question would be, who do you feel is one of the most important people to have by your side as an artist?
I guess a manager that believes in you and your music and will work as hard as you're willing to work, because that's very, very hard to find. You know, someone that truly believes in you, will starve with you, will go to the ends of the earth with you and, like, grind with you. You know, like, that's very rare. Like, you know how LeBron has Maverick. Terrence J has his best friend. You know, it's very rare that, you know, someone will, you know, think about that, would basically dedicate their life to making you great. Like, think of how selfless of an act that is. So I think that is the biggest asset that you can have, because there's plenty of times as an artist that you feel down. Is this music good enough? Are people going to like this? Are people going to like my sound? And you need someone that's going to bolster you and give you that surge of confidence, you know, and help push you when you're you know, stumbling.
I think that you have made me so happy. So with that being said, I want to shout out my amazing manager, Gloria Talley, because she is what it's in for. I love you, G.
I like you.
Oh, boy.
That's how I feel, too. I feel that in order to really succeed, you do need a manager that believes in you, and that's the one thing that I'm very happy about as an independent artist, is that my manager, there's days where sometimes as the artist, you be like, man, I'm just over it, and I'm grateful to have a manager that's not only about her business, but she's about making sure that no matter what, I never forget who I am. And she believes so strong in me, and it gives me life. And so, you know, I just wanted to be able to hear that from someone else who's further in the business to feel the same way that I feel, you know, that that is an important part. And I think a lot of people take for granted the role of how important having somebody like that by your side is.
Listen, nobody wants to do anything alone. Nobody wants to go through anything alone, no matter who they are and what they say. Like, no one wants to deal with something alone.
Right.
Definitely. And well, one thing I definitely want to acknowledge is your song Problems gave me a different impression of you than this that I'm getting now. You're so humble and you know, balanced. And not that that wasn't. It was a different depiction. You almost speak as though, like, where are you in the siblings, the rank of siblings? Do you have siblings? Are you the oldest? Did you talk like, you know,
I have five sisters. I'm like the middle. The song Problem was produced fully by Kent. You know, I think that's something else you need, I was going to say, as an artist. Like, not only a manager that believes in you, but you need a producer that can produce your sound. So this is a song that Kent Jones felt like, you know, we'll go, we can put, you know, the right amount of money behind it, and we can, you know, make it to the billboards and take it to the next level. The song, my follow-up song, which is actually going to, you know, debut on Love & Hip Hop, my performance, is people are going to really feel me and see who I am as a person and as an artist. Like, it's really my sound and where I want to be. And it's really who I am as a person. When people ask me to describe my music, I would say, you know, 80s vibe, 90s lyrics, millennial swag. And once people really get to hear the things that I'm working on, I'm actually going to release, you know, a little EP soon, something to just kind of let people hear my sound and, you know, the message and what I'm trying to put out there. You know, it's like I said, it's just fun, good vibes. It's for the women, it's to make them feel good. I feel like music is missing that right now. It's all about like drugs and popping pills and, you know, hoes and getting money and fucking, you know, women, this and that. But I feel like there's no rules out there making them really feel good about themselves. You know what I'm saying? Like, at least a man like Jacquees is doing it somewhat. But I mean, like, that real, like, you know, like that, the old Chris Brown, the old Trey Songz. And I just feel like the music that I'm making is for them. I can't say that everyone's going to love it. You know, I'm not fully developed. I haven't fully found my sound, but that's the path that I'm on, and like, people will see it soon.
Word.
Right, yeah. Well, so I have to ask you this, of course. What has been your best and your worst experience on Love & Hip Hop? Do you have any inside jokes or secrets or something you want to share with us, any exclusives?
Inside jokes? Well, I'm not going to spill any tea. You got to get ready for season 2, January 2nd. We have our own day of the week now, Wednesday. But best experience? No, I love how they treat you like you're so important, you know? Like, they send you a GMC Suburban, you know, pick you up. They bring you on set and everyone's there to cater to you. You want some coffee, they'll go and get you coffee. You want some food, they'll run a prototype of a cow, get you some food. You know, like, I love that. I would say the worst experience would be how sometimes you're put into situations that you don't know or weren't expecting. And I think the worst, I think maybe even worse than that, is the things that comes with being on this particular show with the demographic of people that watch it. You know, I feel like our culture is so hard on ourselves, you know? And, you know, just the things that people say, like, Love & Hip Hop fans, it's nuts sometimes.
Yeah, I totally get that. Have you had any crazy fan experiences, like any women doing anything really weird?
No, I don't even think that I'm that big of a deal yet, you know? Like, I'm just out here trying to make it, trying to be great, you know, linear growth.
Think you're that big of a deal, because I've seen people who just have social media followers who women are trying to get pregnant from, you know, just because then they all up in their DMs, according to YouTubers and stuff. So, heck, you're reaching millions of people per week, possibly per day. Of course.
I'll tell you this. Hey. No one that I've found that fits the bill has slid into my DM. You know, I mean, Kaylani slid in my DM, but she just was on some friendship.
I'll say this, if I may. I'm going to give you top print. Me being on the phone with you right now, I'm using this to build my street cred. So I'm like, yo, I know this guy. I know I'm lying, but I mean, hey, I appreciate you, bro.
Listen, man, this is what I tell people, and this kind of goes back to your question about, like, what you're saying about you hope I never change. I'm not doing anything that can make me feel like I'm great. You know, I'm not changing people's lives. I'm not touching people through my music yet. You know, I'm not doing any philanthropical work. You know, I'm not out there, you know, doing charity work and putting up trees or kissing babies. There's nothing that really separates me from anybody else except the fact that I have a personality that's really out there that captures the attention of people that's trying to produce a good show. You know what I'm saying? Like, at the end of the day, I'm still not shit. I'm out here just like everybody else trying to make it.
Right. But your success drives the rest of us to succeed. So it's a positive thing, because you're here talk like me. I'm just a guy. I mean, but when I see you and hear you, I say, you made it, and you're still trying to do better. So that's like inspiration for guys like me who are trying to get to where you are, even though you feel you got more to go. I mean, you're pulling me along in spirit. So I see that as a positive thing you're doing, even though you may not recognize it. So
I appreciate that, man.
Yeah, really.
I aspire to inspire.
Well, let's now spend our last few minutes definitely talking about your music, because you've got new music coming out.
I'm sorry, say that again. I didn't hear you.
You've got, let's spend these last few minutes talking about the new music, what we should expect, because you got a new EP that was introduced in your bio. So do you want
to
share with us a little bit?
So I'll be dropping a joint project with Tim Jones soon. Be quiet. I'll be dropping a joint project with Kent Jones soon. It's going to be called Magic. But before that, I don't know when, randomly, someday soon, I'm just going to drop a little something for people to kind of get used to and kind of like listen to, like, you know, basically the message that I'm trying to put out there and, you know, the vibe.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. Did you want to say anything about Hybrid, your agency or anything like that? Anybody you want to give any shout out to love on?
The music group, you know, Ken Jones, Holly the Golden Child, Darnell Jackson. Well, Darnell Boss Jackson. He hates when I say Darnell without the boss. My PR, Lamont, you know. Varsity Lifestyle Group, because if it wasn't for them, I would be where I am at today.
Awesome. Tell us a little bit about this song, Problem. Like I said, we played it earlier, so a few people were privy to, you know, they heard it earlier. But this song,
yeah.
Problem, can you give us a little backstory?
With Ken Jones, Problem on all streaming platforms, so go and download that. And yeah, it's a vibe, man. It's a vibe. It's a feel good. It just makes you, hey.
All right.
Don't get choked up.
Yeah, yeah, let's play Problem, and then Prince, when we come back, I'd like you to share your contact information, you know, with the listening audience, because it's very, very important that people know how to reach you, because we want to do a follow-up. So as he stated, this is Problem, Prince. Everybody, that was Problem. Prince, not the purple one, but the pretty one over there in South Beach, the Prince of South Beach. You're listening to Big Exclusives, Valerie Denise Jones. The number is 929-477-1167. Again, 929-477-1167 is the number that should already be locked in your phone. So we, guys, we appreciate your time. This has been great. It's been fun. We hung out. Oh, man, I can't tell you. I've been getting a lot of notes from social media as I've been tweeting and doing different things during the show. So I appreciate you guys. Big ups to you. If you guys play this back in the archive, definitely please tweet, share, do whatever you got to do to get this message out. Prince, at this time, what I'd love to do is get your social media information, if you don't mind, because we definitely want to continue to, you know, our support. So do you, I know you said you had a Twitter.
Princess Spoken for everything. Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, my website, princessspoken.com. You know what I'm saying? Keep up with me, my vlogs. I'm more active on Instagram than anything else. But, yeah, follow your boy.
Most definitely.
Thank you guys. Thank you so much. So I think this is good. This is good. I'm trying to read messages and talk, and it's funny because people are making jokes. So I applaud you. Thank you so much, sir. This is really fun. I thank you for stopping by, and I definitely do wish you the best of luck in your career. And I hope that you do get the title America's, top model. I don't know if you want to go back to that. How old are you, Prince? I don't know what the age cutoff is. How old
25.
Are you?
25.
Okay, yeah, you still got time, plenty of time, definitely. So I appreciate you so much, and I thank you again to Tia and Tia's contact for making this thing happen. Any final words before I let you go?
No, I just want to say thank you guys so much. I appreciate you guys for having me, and I hope you guys all have a great evening and a happy holidays.
Thank you, Prince. Thank you again.
Big up.
Have a good day. Please stay prayed up. And good luck.
Bye, guys.
All right. So at this time, what I want to do is go around the board and get a few updates on how we're going to spend our last few moments. We do have people who have a show or two, and I want to find out what's going on in their neighborhood. I'm going to start with Ebony Fire. Ebony Fire show airs on Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So, Ebony, what you got going for us on tomorrow?
Hey, everybody. How's y'all going?
Hey, what's up? What's up?
That was a great song, by the way. I like it.
Yes, right? Exactly.
No, but so I would like you guys to tune in tomorrow night to the Fire Squad show, and we got a couple of things in mind. We have a comedian. We have Miss Coco telling you how to sell luxury cars monthly.
Uh-oh.
And then we have we have mindset and goal settings for Mr. Charles, and Fire Nation. She's gonna invite you guys to a party if you're in the neighborhood near her.
So,
if you guys are interested.
Do we still have Fire Nation on the phone?
I'm definitely still in the building. Hey,
okay.
Still here.
So, yeah, I want you guys to
bring your name up and you not speak.
Oh. Don't make me blush, girl. No.
So funny.
Don't be shy.
I love that song. I definitely need the link to it because y'all know I be jamming and I'm always on the road, so I definitely want that.
Yeah.
What is it hitting for?
What were you saying, Ebony?
Oh, yeah, no, just tune in tomorrow night at 7. And you can call the number or call in at 516-666-9834. Again, I'm going to say it one more time, 516-666-9834. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, definitely. Work. Thank you so much. That's Ebony Fire. Fire Nation, what is your segment going to be about?
The segment is going to be crazy. I have so much going on. Tomorrow is actually a good friend of mine, Farrell Bacon's birthday. And because we are the coolest Sagittarius in my hometown, 413 Massachusetts, stand up. We are throwing a big Sagittarius Egyptian bash. So we'll be talking about that. And we'll be talking about how teamwork truly does make the dream work. So, tune in. It's going to be a lit situation.
Amen. All right. Yeah. And so, guys, give us your social media. That's one of the most important things nowadays, this whole social media, digital media controls our lives. So how can we reach you? Anybody?
Well, I guess I'll go first. I guess I'll go first. You guys can reach me anywhere, everywhere, under Fire Nation Flames with a ZFEN. I like to be different. And if that is complicated, which it shouldn't be, because if you look up Fire Nation Flames, I'm definitely the only one you're going to find like me. So if that doesn't work for you, Google it up, Lyrical Feminist. I'm definitely going to be the only one popping up for that. I salute everybody. Y'all all who know me know the motto, Hungry and Humble. Don't forget it.
Hungry and Humble. I love that. Definitely. Wow. I keep forgetting you said the Lyrical Feminist. Where'd you get that from again? One last time? I know I asked you that a lot, but or I asked you that before,
well,
not a lot.
Yeah, I love to be. I've been overlooked and underheard for a long time. So I always hear people say femcees and female rappers, and I'm one. I always tell people I'm one of the people. I like to set trends, not follow them. And you know, my bars have been locked away, and now the Lyrical Feminist is released.
Okay, exactly.
If Idris would start playing your music, he DJing and stuff. He, I don't know what Idris doing. We gonna blame it on him.
Hey, I'll do it. Give you that information, and I got you.
Idris, give Fire your social media here on air. She can play back and,
okay,
and write it down. But what's your social media?
All right, on Facebook, I am Big Bosco, BIGBOSCOE Production. On Instagram, I am The Mixgician, that's THE_MIXGICIAN. Just send me a request if you got music. I post it on Instagram. I have a SoundCloud with the same name. I'll put it everywhere you want it.
All right,
let's do
look
it.
At that fire.
Gloria, yeah, you hear that, girl? Let's get it.
Hey, well, when you make that first million, I just want 10%.
Oh, just 10, that's it? Just 10?
That's all I want, 10%.
Yes.
I'm going to connect you with my manager, Gloria Tally, you know.
All right, sounds good.
Idris, I'm going to play a little. I know today is show is in honor of Prince's music, but, you know, we love to love on each other on this platform. I got to be very careful with that. I'm saying that a little too casually. Love on each other. I need to find another slogan. Come on.
Love is love.
Yeah, love is love. Something else. I got to say something else because that ain't really twerking with me. Y'all know I am. I need to stop getting up so early, but I'm having a good time. I'm just keeping it alive. Ebony, I'm going to get you.
Look, I'm a
long
queen. I'm good.
Else.
I'm straight.
I'm going to get you and Tia contact information after this, but Fire Nation, go on and spit that fire regarding True to Self. You know I can't have you on the board, and you know I don't play the song, so. Give us a little backstory and intro, True to Self, for me, please.
True to Self, it speaks for itself. You know, a lot of people want to know, what did it take to become who I am, to hold my name, to hold the title of the First Lady of GT Management? And I always tell people, it's about being who you are. You never have to follow the crowd to create the crowd. The best thing that you can do is be you. Being you, being different. You know, if you can be you, then someone's going to see you, even when you think nobody's looking, when you think nobody's hearing you. If you put your all into yourself, someone's going to put their all into you to back it up. So definitely stay true to self.
All right, all right. Here we go. So, Idris, this is one of the songs that we definitely want you to add to your SoundCloud. So here we go, True to Self.
Holy boy!
Invest in self, believe in self, empower self, cause only you know your worth, so add tax to self, and help yourself, love yourself, stay true to self, invest in self, believe in self, empower self, cause only you know your worth, so add tax to self, and help yourself,
you know,
love yourself, cause it's a struggle. For the simple, my lyrical can't seem difficult. Pay close attention, this could be the critical. Inhale knowledge, make my wisdom visible. It's ludicrous, thought I'd stay invisible. Blistering on sight, cause the flame is invisible. Teamed up with opportunity, the mental. Dollar in the dream, yeah, built up the studio. Patience on nah, cause I don't believe in frugal. Genre earth, embracing my melanin. Setting off all colors, cause I am all element. Sitting with the winning team, lyrical felonist. Don't talk no more because my actions are telling it.
Invest in self, believe in self, empower self, cause only you know your worth, so add tax to self,
and help yourself, love yourself, stay true to self, invest in self, believe in self, empower self, cause only you know your worth, so add tax to self, and help yourself,
you know,
love yourself, cause it's a struggle. Did my delivery catch you off guard? Good God, bars put you on bended knees, surrounded by squad. Even when I look one deep, I'm surrounded by God. So don't run up, or you gon' be closer to God. Every time I lay pen to the notebook, it's hot. So let me know, were you big, mad, boo, or not? Either way, I pop, no plans to stop. Elevating constantly, all the way to the top. Moving at a different pace, consistent with no filter. Got a different grind, cause I'm painting bigger pictures. Moves in rotation, fluorescent as the sun. As I put darkness under, don't see.
Wrong self, invest in self, believe in self, empower self, cause only you know your worth, so add tax to self,
and help yourself, love yourself, stay true to self, invest in self, believe in self, empower self, cause only you know your worth, so add tax to self, and help yourself,
you know,
love yourself, cause it's a struggle.
Are you ready to make money? Lincoln Heritage Life Insurance Company is seeking agents in Indiana, Florida, Ohio, and Virginia. Contact Ebony Fire at 216-224-5311 for details.
All right, guys. Oh, man. I hope you guys have a great rest of the night. Big exclusive. I'm Valerie Denise Jones, 929-477-1167. Is the number that should be locked in your smartphones, your dumb phones, your iPads, and all those other things that you use on a day-to-day. Speaking of the day-to-day, outside, we have got Ebony Fire. I don't know why I want to say Ebony Fashions there. Lord have mercy, I know it's time for me to go to sleep. Ebony Fire, tomorrow, Wednesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Not only will you find Ebony Fire there, but you will find Fire Nation, whose song you just heard, True to Self, so be yourself, definitely. I love that song, the lyrics, like she said, she's a lyricist. I keep messing it up, but she's the felonist. That part I do remember, because it is definitely fire. She be spitting over there. So, Idris, you got your homework, you got your work cut out for you, right? You got
that song right there, I might have to sue her, because I broke my neck.
Yeah, that's what I like to hear.
I'm about to catch a lawsuit. I'm serious, man.
Yes,
I'm okay. I'm looking for my lawyer's number right now. Go ahead from me.
Yes. back in the day, like the Queen Latifahs and stuff, remember? It was like, man, you got to get your ish together because you new sisters unite.
Yeah.
That's how you sound. Thank you. I'm truly honored and humbled. Thank you so much.
Yeah, definitely. So, Tia, do you have you want to share your contact information with us before we wrap today's show?
Oh, hey, you guys can follow Fashion Life and Tea on Instagram and on Facebook, really on Twitter. You can also follow me on Instagram, Tia Whittaker. I'm on Facebook as Tia Whittaker. And also follow Shopaholic City on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. That's about it.
All right, guys. If nobody else has nothing to say, go on once. Anybody else?
Wait for my lawyer.
Times, guys. Yeah, you gotta give him that 10%. Don't forget. Yeah.
No, I want I want 50 love. Now. Forget that.
Oh, you want 50? Oh, okay. So you already thought. I don't know how Gloria would feel about that. Fire, you better stay.
Oh, 50,
like,
man.
I'm
the next
definitely
up, man.
Loyal to GT Management. I love everybody, but GT Management has been good to me, and I'm a strong believer in loyalty. So, you know, anything that moves a Fire Nation, you definitely gonna see Gloria Tally right beside you. See that?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
That's too loud. And I said that's too loud, Gloria Tally. She like Pac-Man with them. Tally, she's getting back. Let me stop, Pac-Man. I'm on sleep. Let me.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Oh, my God. Yes. I hope y'all had a great time today. I definitely did. I hope you guys have a great rest of the week. Like I said, hopefully. Yeah, you got something out of today, and you continue supporting Prince. He is over there, like you said, he's Prince on everything. He's got Twitter, Facebook, all sorts of pages, and definitely tune in to Love & Hip Hop Miami. So please show support. And what you don't know, you can definitely go over to FashionLifeAndTea.com for the updates. And Ebony and Fire Nation and Idris are all on Facebook, so please make sure that you look them up. You look great. Ali, I see you over there. Rhonda Supreme, Gloria Tally over there at the 1,144,000,000,000,000 people that she manages. I don't know how she does it, but we definitely want to send her love and support. Guys, that is it. That is it. 9477-1167. We will be doing a show. It's a new show that we're introducing tomorrow, mark the calendar, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you know anything about weed, wait, I keep messing that up. It's not weed. You know anything about hemp or cannabis, you definitely want to tune in because we got some experts in the house tomorrow, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 929-477-1167. And if you don't know what I do on Fridays, if you don't know where I live on Fridays, the one and only Judge Joe Brown, let me remind you, ValerieDeniseJones.com, I'm out.
Give me a J. Yay. Give me an O. Oh. Give me an E. Yay. What's that spell?
Yeah.
What's that spell?
Yeah.
What's that spell?
Yeah.
Woohoo! Judge Joe Brown on Fridays, of course. So, yeah, guys, we're doing it big over there. Of course. Yes. Only come if you are mature, please. No immature people because we be doing the darn thing over there, guys. But please, blessings. See you on the other side. I love you to life. Good night.
I hope you're enjoying this big exclusive via the Judge Joe Brown Show. Don't forget to subscribe to this channel. Now, back to the show.
The Judge Joe Brown Show, presented by Valerie Denise Jones. Uncensored truth with a legal twist. Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 929-477-1167, or visit MissValerieDeniseJones.com for details.
Okay, good night.